Good morning. It's Tuesday, May 18th. This is your briefing from the News and Observer. Today will be mostly cloudy with a 25% chance of rain. Look for a high of 76 and a low of 54. In our top story, the Pasquotank County District Attorney will discuss today the state's investigation of the April 21st police shooting of Andrew Brown Jr. The DA will have a news conference at 11 a.m. Brown died after being shot by sheriff's deputies who came to his house to serve drug-related warrants. A pathologist hired by Brown's family said he was hit by at least 5 bullets. The shooting sparked peaceful but persistent protests in the city that have drawn local residents and activists from across the state and beyond. At least 7 deputies were involved in the shooting. 3 remain on administrative leave. In coronavirus news, Governor Roy Cooper explained why he lifted pandemic restrictions, including the statewide mandate for face coverings in indoor areas. New mask-wearing guidance for fully vaccinated people from the CDC prompted the change. And while the CDC's advice came unexpectedly, the research showed that people who are fully vaccinated have little chance of contracting or transmitting COVID-19. He said masks are still recommended in places like schools, hospitals, child care centers, and public transit. Businesses can make their own decisions of what to do. In politics, former President Donald Trump is returning to North Carolina. Trump, who carried the state in both of his presidential campaigns, will speak in June at the North Carolina Republican Party's 2021 state convention in Greenville. Trump made frequent stops in North Carolina as president and in the 2016 and 2020 campaigns. Trump, who lost the 2020 election, has not ruled out a third presidential bid in 2024. In crime news, police have identified the 22-year-old woman who was found dead in Raleigh Sunday night. Raleigh police say Amber Lightsey went missing early Thursday morning and was last seen at her job. Police have not said how the woman died or whether her death is being investigated as a homicide. While her death remains under investigation, the woman's mother said she suspects foul play. And finally, the Carolina Hurricanes took Game 1 of the Stanley Cup playoffs, defeating the Nashville Predators 5-2. And they did so in front of a raucous crowd of 12,000 fans. That's double what the Hurricanes were planning to host before North Carolina lifted capacity and social distancing rules. And it's the most fans in the arena in over a year since the pandemic began. Fans went to the PNC Arena Monday before the game to tailgate. The Canes will face Nashville again on Wednesday in Raleigh. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.